A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFIB, that's the National Federation of Independent Businesses, they put out their February jobs report. It shows that the Small Business Employment Index ticked up nearly 1 point back in February. It also shows that 33% of small business owners reported job openings that they could not fill. As a small business owner myself, my wife and I realize how important small businesses are to the lifeblood, not only of Kansas, but of our country. And really, it's so important that we highlight small businesses. With us now is Dan Murray. He's from NFIB. Dan, it's a pleasure to have you on the show with us, brother. Nice to have you back on again.
Thank you so much for having me, John. I appreciate it.
Dan, this NFIB report really emphasizes, I mean, the index is rising. It's well above the historical average. So that tells me that the current state of the labor market is pretty good, but it could be better. Am I right?
Well, so we have two conflicting things, John. The optimism index for small business owners is above our 52-year average. And so that optimism index is calculated based on our survey of small business owners based upon several components. But the vexing problem continues to be the ability for small business owners to find qualified candidates for job openings. We have really seen this persist throughout the past couple years, well, 6 years since COVID started. 33% of owners reported job openings they could not fill in February, and that's up 2 points from January. Of those, 54% of those owners reported hiring or trying to hire in February. 85% reported few or no qualified applicants for their open positions. So we have jobs to fill, but we just can't find qualified applicants to fill those slots.
So if they've got job openings they can't fill and unemployment is still relatively low, why are so many of these Main Street employers? And again, this is mom and pops. This isn't, you know, Spirit or Boeing, you know, that needs an engineer with 2 degrees. This is Main Street employers. Why are they still struggling to find workers?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, we, as you pointed out, small business is the backbone of the Kansas economy, of the nation's economy. We're 60-70% of the workforce collectively in Kansas. So if we are considered to be a employer writ large, we are the largest employer in Kansas.
Right. Yes.
And so the challenge, though, is compensation, competition with larger employers. So small business owners are now in the business of working to increase their compensation and benefits to attract and retain those critical employees.
Got it. So it's not necessarily a skills gap problem. It's I'm not meeting the pay that, look, I can hire you to come work for my little small business, but the bigger going to work at Boeing pays better and has better benefits is really the issue then.
It has to be part of that, certainly. You know, small business owners, the largest issue that they've confronted for the last 50 years is the cost of health insurance.
Yeah.
And that trickles down to their ability to provide health insurance and other health benefits to employees. Couple that with compensation, and you're really stretched thin competing with larger competitors for employment at larger retailers or manufacturers, as you pointed out.
Oh, I can relate to this. You know, as I said, my wife and I, we own a small business and have for going on 20 years now. And prior to, you know, coming on to the morning show, I mean, I've been doing this show for going on, goodness, Phil, am I coming up on 9 years now? Holy cow.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Doing the Sunday show. But prior to doing the morning show, I was a part-time employee at KNSS. Now I'm full-time. So, and Odyssey is, you know, massive. Odyssey is a massive corporation, but I didn't get benefits through Odyssey. So, and here's a little insider. You know, my wife and I were on Obamacare for years. We were on the exchange because as you know, as a small business, you don't get insurance. So you've got to be on the exchange. And you know, Dan, you know, small businesses, you don't get a lot. You don't get insurance unless you go on something like the exchange. And it's very difficult. And I can only imagine. So it's either a cultural or an economic factor affecting the workforce, not necessarily a skills gap problem, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. Of our membership, and we have nearly 4,000 small business owners that are members of NFIB in Kansas, 95% are 10 or fewer. And by that, I mean 10 or fewer employees.
Right.
And finding health coverage for a group that size is entirely is nearly impossible. I was going to say entirely impossible, but it's not. So it's difficult. And so providing for the coverage of your employees and yourself as a small business owner yourself is a challenge in itself. And so compensation and benefits, attracting, retaining, training those employees is a challenge. And so that's a struggle right now for sure.
I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now, but home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with the right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're talking with Dan Murray from the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Are small businesses owners becoming cautious about the economy right now? I mean, what are they seeing that might worry them? Are they that concerned about, for example, tariffs? Has that been that big of a factor, Dan?
It continues, I think, to inform their opinion on their optimism. But generally speaking, small business optimism is above our 52-year average. So they're remaining confident, particularly by the fact that they're seeing the appropriate amount of sales Are they confident about certain aspects within the components that we measure? No, but I think overall, small business owners are confident, and they were particularly following the reelection of President Trump, who brought in the notion that we would have lower regulations. You know, we haven't yet seen this year. We'll follow and track this with our members about the impact of the new tax cut bill that was passed this past year, the one big beautiful bill, and see what kind of impact that has on their optimism. But generally speaking, they remain relatively optimistic in spite of some of the international international issues are going on with tariffs and the like.
If lawmakers, state or national for that matter, if they truly want to help small businesses grow, hire more workers, what are the few policy changes that would really make a big difference right now?
John, we've done some good things, I think, here in the state of Kansas with regard to income taxes last year. We continue to hear from our members about the challenges of property taxes.
Yeah.
I think that's what the majority of the legislature hears from their constituents. It's what our members are telling me. Unfortunately, there's only so many things the legislature can do at their level to affect that. A lot of that has to be done at the local level. We're certainly encouraging legislators to look and continue to work towards some property tax reforms at the state level. We've had some setbacks here and there over the course of the last week. We'll see where that goes. Legal reform is another issue that we're concerned about. We lost our cap on non-economic damages in 2019 due to the Supreme Court decision here in the state level that has increased liability concerns for small business owners. That's a big issue for small business owners who don't have in-house counsel. They don't have the resources to protect themselves against litigious trial attorneys. So we're looking at some things there as well. I think the things that are kind of boring are unemployment insurance. We've been working with the legislature on some reforms there this year, as we have in the past, to help with some of those technical changes to make that piece of their business operations more regulatorily easy and compliant. A lot of stuff on the table, and we have a couple weeks here yet to get some things done.
Well, and I know sales taxes, too. I remember during, Wichita just had their big billion-dollar sales tax debate here, and I know I talked to a lot of small businesses that were concerned about that because they're worried, every time these municipalities look at raising a sales tax, especially like auto dealers, things like that, they start thinking, well, people are going to take their business to an area that doesn't have sales taxes. And all these little things, it's a trickle-down effect, and I think people have to keep that in mind. Dan, if folks are interested, if they want to reach out, if they want more information, or for that matter, if they're a small business owner and they want to join, they can find out more information at nfib.com, correct?
That's correct. nfib.com/Kansas gets you a little more direct to what we've been working on. But nfib.com is a great resource, John. And I'll tell you, we have both a legal center and a research center that does a lot of work in addition to our advocacy, both at the state and federal level.
Brother, I appreciate you as always. The survey was very informative. I've posted a link to that on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page as well. And you keep fighting a good fight, my friend.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.